WROGZ 873. Standing by. Hey, Adam, Adam, are you on? Are you on, Phil? Hey, Adam. WROGZ 873 radio chat. Thank you. WR, BB690, mobile.
Good morning, Mr. 850, WRCY 5. Is there not? But it looks like the cozy cabin is not open. WRCY.
WRHW 499.
WRHW, WRHG 764, you're sounding good.
Good morning. Shit, only a couple of miles from the Bay City repeater. I thought I heard Sean in here earlier, but I didn't hear anything. It's going to be a rather interesting day. The air conditioning quit in the radio room.
They might work some, at least part-time around here. But the, because the KCAC works. But you need something in the radio room, that's for sure.
Yeah, considering it's on the second floor of the house, which is the hottest part, and the sun always takes on that side that it's on.
Yeah, Well, at the very least, put the windows open. They get some air pulled through it, but evaporating through it would be kind of handy, I think. But we can grab a window AC from your local big box store.
That I got in here right now. It might be just the filter that needs to be cleaned, or it froze up again. It's this stupid window conditioner to freeze up when it began drain. For some reason, they don't put a drain in the pan, and they'll fill up full of water, and the condenser will start freezing up.
Good morning, WQXT, 567 monitoring.
Oops, I didn't hold the button down. If it's a wicking unit, it's properly leveled, it should drain to the outside if the pan fills. If not, you might just need to open it up and clean it out.
Good morning there, what the other gentleman go? I've got her tilted down and make sure that that it drains out. But the manhole is still full of water because there's no drain hole in the bottom of them. Why they don't do that, I don't know. The other gentleman, go ahead.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a good day to have an air conditioner, that's for sure. But it ain't supposed to be a little cooler tomorrow. Anywho, I figured I'd jump in here. I heard y'all on my handheld and just say good morning to y'all from the Tuesday Marine. Go back over to you guys.
Yeah, I suspect the icing problem is caused by something else. Like a low freon charge or a low refrigerant charge. But Black & Decker makes holes.
Yeah, I'll just have to move a couple of things and pull her out of the window and see what's going on. Heck, I bought it at a garage sale for, I think it was about $40, like 5 years ago. It was used. For $40, I think I got my the life out of it.
I think you did. I don't know if all these have air conditioners right now or not. They do from time to time, but if they don't, I just shop around and get a new one.
Yeah, I'll probably run down to Sam's. Well, I always do my shopping first online, then we'll go down and I'll haggle. I've gotten pretty good deals from ABC Warehouse before. We bought a chest freezer from them. It was the last one they had, and it was the display model. And it knocked quite a bit off the price because it was the display model. Then they... I didn't notice that the salesman, that one side was dinged in pretty good. They knocked like another $50 off it. He's like, hope you don't mind. I'm like, well, where it's going, ain't nobody going to see the ding anyway. So I walked out of there with a chest freezer for a song and a dance.
Yeah, I did that once. I think it was Fretters or something like that. I bought one during the off-season and they had to deliver it from the warehouse to the store. When I looked at the box, there was a hole in the box up beside the forklift fork, and I said, I think we better open up and look at it. The hole continued right in through the case. Didn't damage anything inside, but the case was damaged. He said, this was that stuff. I won't say what he said it was. The female canine is properly called that. I'm going to let you go. Let's talk to the other guy. This is WRXG 764.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you later. You have a good day.
Hey, Donald, you in here?
Good morning, sir. Yes, I am. WRCY 565.
The consensus is it's too difficult to change it again, so they're going to, we're going to go to the same place we went to last week and just wing it, and then we'll announce there that if it happens again, make Ramshorn the alternate. But anyhow, I am southbound on the Quinner, if you could be ready.
Like an old Jethro Tull song, sitting on a park bench, eyeing two older ladies walking by. That's about it. But I'm out here already, so, yep, we'll see you in a few minutes, or a few seconds.
All right, I'll be turning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Is there anybody coming to the breakfast, the Saturday morning breakfast, normally at the Cozy Cabin in Warren? Over. One last call. Anybody do the Saturday morning breakfast? Anybody on frequency go to the Saturday morning breakfast?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the breakfast. I guess they changed the venue again.
Yes, they did. I tried to find some place a little more accommodating, but they figured it was too difficult. I mean, after all, we all are communicators. It's difficult to communicate. Anyhow, we are back at the same place as last week, New York Deli. You know where it is?
Oh, yeah. WRXE 230. We're at 14 and I-75 right now.
All right, very good. I just wanted to make sure. So I'm going to hand it off to you. I'm going in. I don't have a handheld. I'm going to hand it off to you. If you hear anybody else out there coming to breakfast, let them know it's been moved again. All right. See you when you get here. WRUU 850.
Okay. I don't have a portable either, but we'll stay on. We'll monitor until I get to the restaurant at the RXE 230.
I'll be there.
Is Jack on the way?
It is. WIUG 48.
And you did hear that we're back to this restaurant on 14 miles, that's right.
Yeah, it is. That's 14 mile. A few of I don't know which way you're coming, but I'm going down to the Quinn from the Quinder. So I gotta make a left turn.
Yeah, I'm on 14 at John R. So, okay, we'll see you when you get there. WRXE 230.
Got it. WIAG 40.
I'm calling to let you know that we are meeting at New York Deli on 14 Mile in Quinder, where we met last week. The new place, or the temporary new place, we'll be there this morning. The cozy cabin is still cold. It's still closed.
And thank you, WIUG 48.
WRCY 565, WRFX 966.
You need to buy in.
What's going on, Jack?
But the place has changed to 14 Mile, that deli.
14 by what?
You know where the corner, you make a left. I don't know which way you're coming. Oh, you're coming from the south. Make a right turn on 14. Keep going till you see McCall Medical Clinic, and it's right there. New York Deli. Roger?
Roger.
Here now. WIUG 48 clear.
All right, Jack, I'll be back there in a few minutes. I just rode by there. Out of here, a couple minutes. WRFX 966.
WQXQ567 monitoring.
KB9585. Barrington. I'm hearing Barrington stronger than the local repeater here. WRXB 901 listening. Hey there, 438. Working good. WRXD 901. Yep, how's it going out there, Dad? You got a copy? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, hello. I can't hear you out there, Dad. I'm not sure what's going on. I hear another repeater in the background, too, but... Yep, WRXD 901. Bell over here in Mount Pleasant. In the Campy Land. WRXD 901. WRXD 901. You got a copy out there, Dan? Hello, hello. Is that walkie-talkie working? It might be a...
Hey, Phil.
You calling me, Sean? WREZ 924.
Setting up a sales shop in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was all noise, whatever that was. No copy. I thought I heard Sean calling me. No. WREZ 924. Call me on FBI, RUZ-924. Copy.
You still out here, Phil?
Sure.
Yeah, no, I was just, DC had his handheld. I was just playing with it, and I gave you a call on it and asked you, I was going to ask you how it sounded, but it was something, we were just gabbing about radios and stuff.
Okay. I just heard you call me and I tried calling you back and couldn't hear you.
Roger. All right, anyhow, nothing, it was nothing important. We were just convincing radio. So, catch you. WRUU 850.
All right, I'm going. WRUU 924.
WRYB 421 mobile. Nice meeting everyone at the breakfast. Till next time. WRYB 421. Nice meeting everyone today. Hope you have a good day. Clear.
Yeah, it was good seeing you. Just dropped off Don. We were gabbing. We stopped at the other joint, Ramshorn, and made sure they were made aware. They look very accommodating. But that was good seeing you. We'll see you next week, maybe, hopefully, with any luck. I am almost home myself, though, so after yours, WRUU 850.
Thanks, Sean. Take it easy. WRYB 421, clear.
This is 421. Nice to see you this morning. You take care of it and have a good day. WIUG, what do you mean?
You too, Jack. Thank you very much. Take it easy. Have a good one.
VU 261 monitoring.
SBM 993 monitoring.
WSAG 266 mobile.
This is WRPB 448 mobile. Go ahead.
Good morning, 448. What's your location? I'm located up in Carroll area and. You've got Doug here, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf.
Hi, my name is Kurt. I'm currently located at the Ortonville Ace Hardware parking lot, right off of M15, right near downtown Ortonville. Over.
Well, it sounds like you're making a good trip to the Flint machine, and I guess I heard you, and you're in the hardware parking lot. What's today's project?
Not so much a project. I work here, and today is my boss's last day, so I wanted to say goodbye to him, even though it's my day off. I normally transmit from a base station right near Mount Holly. You might hear me off that sometimes, and I am transmitting through the Flint machine. Over.
I copy that. As a matter of fact, I think you and I were talking to another guy down in Detroit someplace about the rains down in Warren. Does that sound about right to you? That was late yesterday afternoon.
And you had said that you didn't get any rain at your location, but you had dodged it through your travels, correct?
Oh, negative on my part. We got zero rain up here in Carroll, and I didn't have anything to dodge.
Well, I do remember the part about not having anything in Carroll, so I'm pretty sure it was you. We got a little bit more rain, pretty light through the rest of the day, and that was it. It's a beautiful day here now. Over.
Copy that. Not a cloud in the sky. I think it's going to be 85, 86 degrees up here today. But did you get a chance to get to the farmer's market this morning?
We just came from the farmer's market. I'm waiting to say hi to my boss, and then we're leaving from there, and we're going to Cook's Farm Dairy, as we have opened a giant building to better serve the public, and it's a great big grand opening, working on it forever. Half the town's probably going to be there. I'm friends with the owner, so I'll be there. Over.
Copy that. How was your store at the farmer's market? What'd you pick up today?
some bratwurst and some ham steak, all, you know, organically raised. We mostly went there a lot with my neighbor. My old neighbor came out to visit today, and, you know, farmer's market in Highland isn't anything like it is out here where there's real farms. Over.
Now, that sounds like a pretty good score to me. Yeah, the one that I like hitting here in town, there's a gal that bakes sourdough round loaves, and man, she really does a good deal on it. It's worth the price if you like sourdough bread.
As far as the farmers markets go anymore, they're under attack. Farmers are under attack. I'll pay them whatever they, you know, constitute as a fair and justifiable price. I'm all aboard, you know. Over.
Roger that. Without farmers, we don't eat.
We love our farmers, we love our truck drivers, and we love our country. God bless America. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm off to a family reunion today, and that starts here in another 30 minutes, so I'll be there in plenty of time early enough to make it. And then I think later this afternoon, I'm going to hook up with a couple of buddies and get on 2 meters simplex and see if we can work each other. And if I got spare time, then I'll get back on GMRS later in the day.
That's already a full and fun day. You know, getting in touch with family is always awesome. And then still being able to play with your, you know, radios is, oh, that's just awesome too.
It's, it'll be, you know, it doesn't happen often, so I want to be there for it. And I was just curious, have you heard anything more about the flooding of Warren? I'm hoping to hear that, you know, the water is receded.
Honestly, I haven't been looking at all. I sleep at weird hours of the night, just because I can, and I don't watch TV, so all the information I got about the flooding was right off the radio yesterday. Over.
Yeah, same here. I did not get on the internet. I don't watch TV, and typically I get my news and virtually everything off the internet, so... I haven't dialed into the news page on the internet for Michigan, so I guess I need to check into that when I get a chance.
It'd be nice to know if you're going through the area whether you should be driving or bringing a kayak. Over.
No kidding.
Channel.
It's good talking with you. I'm sure we'll be speaking together quite often in the near future. This is WRPD 448, clear on your final. 448, good having a contact with you today, and that was good yesterday also, and always good hearing you out there, and you have a safe and sane weekend. And this is Doug and Carol, WSAG 266, and I'm clear, 73.
Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Anybody got ears on today?
CD 448,
Sierra 620.
I got a minute.
Oh, nice to make a contact up here. I'm up from Ohio, about near the Football Hall of Fame. And up here visiting some family.
Very good. I actually am in front of the hardware store I work at, getting ready to say goodbye to my boss. Today's his last day. That's what I'm doing. Over.
Good stuff. It's too nice of a day to be cooped up inside.
We're not. I've already been to the farmer's market. I'm just waiting for him to come in and make my day up. I just wanted to say goodbye to him. But I see him pulling in right now, as a matter of fact. So yeah, I wanted to say goodbye to him on his last day, and he retires from the hardware industry. So that's that.
Alrighty, sir. I'm just south of Flint. I'm 23 northbound. And headed up to Cairo, Michigan, up near Saginaw Bay.
And then I spoke with a few minutes ago, was also from Cairo, quite a coincidence. I'm currently in downtown Ortonville, right off of M15 and Green Tower Road. My location, obviously, I'm coming in on the Flint machine.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to live up here near, in Harrison, Michigan, over near Clare. And then during the pandemic, we moved down, back down to Ohio.
Copy that. Probably a little bit more reasonable in terms of lockdown restrictions, I think.
Oh, yeah, a lot less restrictions in Ohio. And the gas prices up here are a little better, though.
I don't know
how that works, but you probably
get better mileage in Ohio, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of flat, open country driving. Up here, it's just falls to the walls, 75 and 80 the whole way.
We try not to travel out too much. Right where I live in the woods, we got pretty much everything we want. State parks. No reason really to go anywhere. I can ride my bike all around out here. It's just beautiful country. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, it's Northern Michigan is gorgeous, man. I miss it, but Ohio was home.
After that, just always remember, you got the Air Force Museum I've been to, and half the country's been to Cedar Point, and wow, that's awesome to be, have that in your backyard, although you guys probably get sick of it, I'd imagine. Over.
Yeah, I get a little sick of it. I really miss the woods and Northern Michigan and the UP quite a bit.
Copy that. Were you a hunter? Over.
I'm sorry, say again, you're a little broken.
Were you a hunter?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I deer hunted on my father-in-law's property up here in northern Michigan.
Very good. Yeah, I've always been in Michigan. I haven't really moved more than, say, I lived downtown Detroit for a bit, but I haven't really lived more than 40 minutes from where I was born and raised. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, I served in the military for 10 years and actually spent some time up in Grayling at the Army base in Grayling, Michigan. And then lived in Harrison, close to Clare, and kind of been all over the place.
Very good. I'll take a minute and thank you for your service. My boy just got out of the Marines after 8 years, and he was right off to Alabama to work for a defense contractor the next week. Over.
Roger that. That's, yeah, that's a coincidence, too. My brother-in-law moved down to Alabama to work for a defense contractor. There's a big base down there for NASA and Northrop Grumman, where they do a lot of aviations and stuff like that.
I copy that. I also saw where that's where there's the most underground bases anywhere in the country, but I don't know how we're supposed to know that. Over.
Yeah, I'm starting to get through Flint. You're sounding a little fuzzy. I'm 5 watts on an HT with a super gainer up on the roof.
This letter is Midland MXT-115 with a ghost antenna. It's my wife's truck primarily, so I didn't want big antenna on it. You know, it's bad enough when I put the TV on it. It's actually good enough. At home, I've got a 40-watt radiator base, which sounds like I'm right there. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I've been looking into mobile units myself. I'd like to get away from this HT and get into a 50-watt KG-1000.
That's a good choice. Definitely read the reviews. If you're going to purchase from Amazon, it wouldn't hurt to have the electronics plan. My other base station made a few 10 keys and then it burned out, and no questions asked, they sent me a new one. Over.
That's awesome. Good to know they have good service, too. Well, I'm going to hop off here. I'm getting into some traffic here north of Flint. And you have a great day, sir.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Pleasure to make your contact. This is WYRTV. Sure, sorry. We want you to find us.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
WRZU 681 up here north of Grayling.
I got you north of Grayling. Yeah, I used to live up there. I'm down near Flint right now. I've got a 5 watts on an HT with a super gainer on the roof of my van.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't know what repeater I'm getting into here. Also from Ohio. Also from Ohio. Route 71 and 250.
Yeah, I'm from Wayne County, Ohio, down near Worcester. I'm very familiar with 71 and 250. I live right out off 30, and you're hitting the Flint repeater right now.
Really? This far north? I don't think so. I suppose it's not impossible. Yeah. Well, you know what the thin feather fur is. I'm up on the hill above that.
Yeah, I gotcha. But yeah, I'm coming through Flint right now on the Flint. This is the Flint repeater. I programmed it in last night before we left home. And yeah, definitely no thin feather and fur. I can usually hit the Medina repeater at Montville Township Police Department in Ohio. That's 22 miles away from me, and I hit it with my HT and a long antenna.
Oh, yeah, I've been on that in a couple of times. Any chance you're an amateur radio operator?
Break with some affirmative. I'm actually going for my tech test in September over in Massillon, Ohio. And I'm part of the Massillon Amateur Radio Club Whiskey 8 November Papa out of Massillon, Ohio.
Very good. Yes, well, I got my picture 40-some years ago. Go ahead, Frank.
Andrew, you're on Flint, and the other gentleman is coming across on the Sheboygan repeater on the MI network. And Andrew, this is WRCY565. Talk to you on Facebook this morning. Wishing you a safe trip.
Yes, sir. It's good to be up here again. I miss Northern Michigan. I used to live up here. Moved back to Ohio during the pandemic. There's quite a bit of traffic just north of Flint here.
Okay, hey, good to know, man. It's your boy,
I'm in there really quick, and I'm looking at the gas corner here.
Like I said, I was wondering,
sent you well wishes on Facebook this morning for your trip up here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Fantastic day for traveling, fantastic day for radio. Let's go. Here's a mile marker. How about that? Hang on 1 second here. It is exactly 300 mile marker on 75.
WRCY 565, I accidentally doubled. But I will back out and let you gentlemen continue your conversation. Have a great day. This is Donald, WRCY 565, talking to you off the Detroit repeater about 12 miles north of downtown Detroit.
565-620, copy that. And you have a great day as well, sir. Thank you for allowing me to use your guys' repeaters.
Yeah, I'm at the 300 mile mark, so I dropped over the hill from Sheboygan, so I'm hilltopping. Anyway, good luck on your check, and keep going. Don't just stop there. You keep going. Get your extra, it's well worth it. WRZU 681.
Roger that. 620 on the side.
WRZP 544, great conversation, gentlemen. Let us remember to pause between our transmissions. And gentlemen, in Flint, it's time to turn off your Roger B. Thank you, sir.
Roger that. Were you, Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620, were you letting me know I need to turn off my Roger beep, sir?
Sir, if you kindly turn that sucker off, please. The repeaters will be back at the end of your transmission. Over.
Roger, I will do that. Thank you. Over.
Safe travels, both of you gentlemen. The one hitting the Sheboygan repeater, I'm in Sheboygan County here. It is 5.2 miles just to crow fly to the repeater. Both of you sound great up here. Have a good day. Travel safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
WSAT 275, Chris, you out there?
WSAT 275, Chris, you out there? WSAT 275, clear.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620, anybody got their ears on today?
Is that you, Travis? WSBW 226.
WSBW 226, I think it was. This is Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 out of Dalton, Ohio. I'm traveling up here close to Mayville today to see a relative that's about to pass away.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard you earlier. I'm just pulling to Home Depot. Your voice sounded familiar, and I thought you were someone that I knew, so get a solid copy here on the Flint repeater. I don't know which, you're on the MIA network, which has about six repeaters, so if you're going to Mayville, change to 550, same tone, and you will be coming in loud and clear throughout the network.
Roger that. I have it programmed into my radio as the Mayville 550 repeater. I'll try the 600 repeater and see what I get on that, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope they enjoy the funeral, but I guess if there's anything to look forward to at the funeral, it's the dinner afterwards. About the only thing I enjoy. Catch you later. This is WSBW 226.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 clear.
And are you still there?
Roger that, sir. I am still here.
Okay, Whiskey Zero, that could be confusing. If the second letter is O, you might say Whiskey Oscar or Omaha or something like that. But zero is a number and would make your call technically illegal, but I think I know where you're coming from.
Roger. Yeah, I served in the military for 10 years. I'm pretty familiar with the phonetic alphabet.
Okay, I always like Zulu, Whiskey Zulu, and whatever the rest of it is there. You're familiar with Zulu if you're in the, if you were in the military, and thank you for your service.
Roger, very welcome, sir. Yeah, I served in the U.S. Army for 10 years. I actually spent a lot of time up here in Grayling at the Army base with the Ohio Guard.
Yep, well, I'm familiar with that. Hey, I got a
let you go. I'm sitting here in the parking lot, and I got shopping to do, so have a safe trip. This is Whiskey. I normally don't use phonetics down here. I do in the ham bands, but not here. So WSBW226 is clear.
WSBU620 clear.
Station 218, WIUG, 38, copy. Station 983, WIUG, 38, copy. WIUG, 38, clear.
WRBG 829.
WSAG 266, mobile.
WSAT 275, Chris, you got a copy? WSAT 275, Chris, you got there? WSAT 275, clear.
Delta Uniform 620.
WRVV 690, portable. Listening.
WIWI 357.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is WSD, W7, standing by and clear.
WSAN 476 to WSBS 916. Ed, you out there? WSBU 261 mobile, I am currently monitoring. This is 261 mobile. I was just wondering if I could radio in and if anyone's been over to the Michigan State Fair. Anyone got any info on that? WSBU 261 mobile, anyone got any info on the Michigan State Fair? I think northeast of Detroit, I believe.
Zero, Tennessee,
looking for information on the Michigan State Fair. This is WSBW 226.
Got a date for M226, just looking at some info. Girlfriend's considering going to it, but I don't know if it's going to be worth it, especially out in the heat.
Well, I'm looking at the website for the Michigan State Fair, and it says it begins August 29th and ends September 2nd, Labor Day weekend. So you might want to check your schedule before you head over there.
If it's 261, roger that, I'll verify. Thank you. Over.
Yeah, I'm double checking it right now, and it starts Thursday, August 29th through Monday, September 2nd. So, I wouldn't get there too early.
Copy that. Thank you for the info. WSBU 261, over.
My pleasure. This is WSBW 226. I'll be clear.
WSBU 261, clear.
WSBN 311, this is WSBN 87.
Hello, 887, what up?
Mapping, you know, position 94 and it's telling me 21 to 94, so I would think you would know 21 wasn't open, right?
I think 21's been open, like, for a couple of days. Pretty sure. You're going to find out, I guess.
All right, I'll keep you posted.
Well, I came out here for the rabbit, and he disappeared. Because he didn't like the water very much. Okay, talk to you later.
WSBN 87 on standby.
WSBS 311.
WSBS 311, this is WSBN 87.
Go ahead, 87.
You were right, 21 Mile Road is officially open. I'm glad about that. I'm at Kay's, so I will be off the radio for a while. WSBN 87, out.
Oh, whoa. Just want to tell you that you sound pretty good. Hello?
There's a lot of static on my end, like a loud static. You sound good, though, but there's a lot of static.
Okay, how about now? Any better? Over.
You sound good, it's just staticky still.
Bit static. Okay, say hi to Kay. Give her a little comfort. I'll talk to you later. WSBS 311.
WITG 959. WITG 959, no contact, I'm clear.
WSGU 261, monitoring.
WITG 959 moderate.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Anybody on the wave tonight?
WSDW327, mobile and clear.
How are you? How you doing? Why did you make that joke, Ryan?
WIUG 48, copy. Again, station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG 48, copy.
You do know that grade 8 is not part of your call sign, right?
Call back again. Station 218. This is WIUG. 48, copy. WIUG. 48, clear. WSDI 847. This is WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSDY 438, Isabella County. It must be Tim if you got him. WSDY 438. Listen. Hello? You say Wisconsin? I'm about right dead center in the middle here, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. About 9 miles south. WSDY 438, Dan, Delta Alpha November. Oh yeah, you sound good. Sound really good here. It's working good. Your repeaters are working good today. Tell me your number again there. What'd you say your name was?
Hello?
All right, Dennis, we got that WRU. Let's see, WRUR 804, Dennis. I appreciate that. Yeah, it sounded real good there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I love my bow fangs. I got about, I don't know how many walkie-talkies there, but I'm talking on, what do they call it, Radio Oddity. It's just a little radio there, dual band DB20G. Ah, Roger. That must be what we're bouncing off. I thought I was bouncing off one on Barrington. That's a little bit north of me here, but I'm not sure what I'm going off. And I have a little beam that's up there, probably about 45, 46 foot in the air, and it's pointed northwest, so I shouldn't be hitting Moline, but I could be. Oh, I copy that. Well, I'm pretty new to it. I just got the license not even a week now, so I've been on the radio all my life. My dad's a ham operator, but I just finally got a GMRS license there, so just getting my feet wet right now. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if they have any clubs or if you're supposed to donate or if it's just free. I have a... still listening to see what goes on there, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, well, you can't beat that with a stick. So, yeah, I'll keep listening there. I wouldn't mind joining. I'm not too savvy on the computer there. My kids are IT techs and stuff like that for Dow over here, but I don't know nothing about them. I don't get around very good on them there. I can find a Tigers game. Of course, the kids set that up for me. You know, and I can get on eBay and get on Facebook. Other than that, I don't know much about them there. They got all the news you don't want to see on there, so I like to stay away from that stuff. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You have a great night, you and your wife there. Enjoy your weekend there. And, yeah, we will catch you in here again sometime there. So, WDSY 438. I'm still having a hard time remembering that even. But you have a good night there, and we'll be listening.
Station at Forest Spring 8. This is WIUG 88. Copy.
WSAN 476 to WSBS 916. You got there?
Station 438 out of Zavala County. WIUG 488. You copy? Get that, what you said. The station 438 out of Isabella County. This is WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
WSBM 993 monitoring, Saginaw, Michigan.
WSU-908, pump station WSGQ-685. Have you got a copy?
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Hello, 887. You don't have really good timing. I gotta say, I was just getting some ice cream out. But go ahead.
Tom! You're ridiculous. I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for sharing that with me. And the world, how is it going over there? How is Kay doing?
K This is a car chase doing fine. I'll talk to you in a moment.
Roger that.
Yeah, I'm on my way home.
All righty. Just be careful, eh?
Okay. Roger that.
Why are you yelling at me? Over.
This was a little mishap here, that's all.
Okay. Well, be careful. Give me a buzz if you need anything.
I gotta tell you, that fuzzy sound is annoying. WSCN87, stand by.
Yeah, I'm not really hearing anything here, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit. WSBS 311.
M993 station calling, not making it into the system too well, very staticky and unreadable. M993 station, still not making it in, not readable whatsoever.
Hey, that station is 342. This is WIUG 88. What is your, move around a little bit, it might be, can't hear you better. Roger? What is your location?
Ohio.
I got you, Ohio. 340. Are you Michigan Avenue in Detroit?
Thank you.
And I know you're on the handheld. If you hold that handheld straight, you might be better off that way. Hold your handheld straight, Roger. You're on a base station, no problem. I understand what you're saying, but there's a lot of scratches. If you have a 50-watt radio, put it up to 50 watts and see what happens. Roger. One other thing to do is put it down on medium watt. You might be better off on medium watt. Roger? I'm going to go on to my base station. I will talk to you from there. This is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
WRPA 805. WRPA 805. Here's WRVJ 258. WRZR 327, WRZR 327, here is WRVJ 258 calling.
This is WIUG 48 to Rochester Hills. I hear you a lot better. Roger.
Roger, okay. Well, maybe this radio has a little bit more punch to it. I don't know. This is my Gazoo. This is my Gazoo over here that I'm using. And it's a 50-watt radio, too.
Is that who that is? Stephanie, right?
That is correct. That is Stephanie. Yes, it is. It's Stephanie. WRN 242. Yes, it is.
How are you? I haven't heard you in a long time. This is Jack, WIUG 48, Rochester Hills. On the base station, what are you on, high power or medium? Which one is it? I don't know what's happening, but there's a little bit more scratches out that way. But you're talking to me. This is Jack, WIUG, 48. Roger. Be better off on medium power. I know you're on 625. Roger. Get that. Come on back again. I don't know what you're doing, but you don't sound that good. So do me a favor. I want to hear that back from you another half hour and see what happens. Roger, WIUG, put it in. Copy?
Okay, now back to my high power, no problem.
Okay, Jeff.
I'm sorry to find another half one. No, I just used this radio, they might use the other one, but I can't control this. But yeah. Okay, with that, this is WRN 342. We'll see if that condition gives me a little bit better listening to you then. Okay, I'll just sit down aside for listening.
All right, you take care. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
Oh, that's 620.
Yeah, I was just calling to see if anyone was on tonight and make some contacts up here.
And what is your location, sir?
I am currently in Cairo.
Oh, you up north? This is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills.
Negative, I'm in Cairo up in the thumb. Right near Saginaw Bay.
You're in Saginaw Bay. How's the weather by you there? Because it's very hot here. It's about, I would say, 80 in here. Roger?
Roger that. It was about 80 here today, and the temperature is cooling down.
Yeah, but not here. I don't know what happened, but the weather is not even windy at all. Everything is very quiet. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I came up from Ohio today and was using repeaters along the way. And the Michigan Link repeater network is, by golly, awesome. I love it. I wish Ohio had repeaters like this.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, and here they all connect. I don't know if you ever been online or not. If you want to look at them, how they connect, you got to go to mi8.systems. That's systems with an S at the end. And you see how those connected, those repeaters. It's about 6 or 7. I'm not positive, but about 6 or 7. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I was actually on there earlier looking at it, and it's pretty cool. Our GMRS guy, I made a contact in Sheboygan today from Flint. The longest contact I've ever made on GMRS, and it was 184 miles.
I see what you're saying. I don't know where you're at in Ohio. I don't know if I have your call sign here. I might be. I'm not sure. Because the 625 repeater, it's usually Ohio people use it a lot. Roger, and then here it's in Detroit. I think you know that. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. My call sign is Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. I'm based out of Dalton, Ohio. Delta Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. Down near the Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Is this Andrew?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I'm visiting some family up here this weekend. Mother-in-law is about to pass away, so I have my wife up here and to see her mother, and thought I'd do some make some contacts while I was up here.
To be RFP 355. Jack?
Yeah, this is Don. I was chatting with you online earlier. That's why I said I usually use that 550 out of Carroll. Just thought I'd drop in and say hi. WRXB 867, clear.
Roger, Don. Yeah, I was trying to find the 550, and pretty sure I had it tuned into this frequency, but I guess I don't. I'll have to check the next one up, the next Mayville GMRS frequency I have tuned in.
Well, I got you loud and clear. I'm on the Bay City repeater right now, and you're coming in great.
It's this repeater network up here is just awesome. It really is. I'm only 5 watts on an HT with a fold-out ABRI antenna.
I just got a DB20 on a non-ground plane antenna stuck to my rear windshield.
Nice. Yeah, earlier today I had the radio attached to the Super Gainer antenna on top of our minivan.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, I was hitting repeaters all the way up through Michigan. This repeater network is just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. John and those guys did an awesome job.
My buddy and I in the amateur radio club back in Massillon, Ohio, we're getting ready to set up a GMRS repeater down there because we have no GMRS repeater in our general area.
Awesome. Hey, I got to get out of here. I just wanted to drop in and say hi because I saw you. I talked to you online there. So, RXC867, good talking to you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
At station 359, Robert, you still out there, are we? WIUG 48.
Yeah, it's weird that you're coming on the recording repeater, and that guy's coming out on the Mayfield repeater. But you guys sound good. That's all I was going to say. Talk to you guys later. The PRFK 35 guy.
Roger that. I'm on a Mayville repeater right now. I believe it's Mayville. That's what I have programmed into my radio from the MyGMRS website.
Yeah, you're coming on Mayfield 550. And Jag's coming in on Detroit 165. But you guys sound really good. I'm over here in Wyandotte. I'm on a handheld 5 watts. So, I'm watching your asshole. That's what you hear in the background. But, yeah, I thought I was going to let you guys know that. Talk to you guys later. WRFK 35 will be on the side of the set.
Roger that. Yeah, I can't say it enough times. This repeater network is just awesome. I love it. I need to look into doing something like this down in Ohio with our amateur radio clubs in the area.
See, they've got some radios out here, like 12 turners and music. Just like CB. You know, they got a record for these parties. But, yeah, it'd be cool if they could have one repeater that we can get to that repeater and it'll go to the Ohio one. It's just like, you know, like I open the door and talk to you guys in Ohio. If you guys can do the same thing.
Yeah, Roger that. We've gotten some guys down in Medina, Ohio, from Detroit every now and then. It's, you know, when conditions are right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of, yeah, it'd be cool, though, if they could, like, say one channel just for Ohio Network and say one channel for Michigan Network like that. So... All right, I'll let you go back talking to Jack or somebody who's out there. The VRK, they find out we'd be clear on your final.
Hey, everybody, have a good night. Again, thank you for allowing me to use the repeaters up here. It's been wonderful all day. But I'm going to hop off here and head to bed with the wife and maybe talk to you guys tomorrow. This is Jared Duncan Uniform, 6202.
Well, if somebody wants to be a disc jockey, or when are you doing it? We'll be clear on us to homicide. Yeah, 620. You still out there?
Roger that. I was about to head in and take it to the bed for the night.
Radio sounding excellent. What kind of radio is it, if you don't mind asking?
It's a Baofeng UV-17 Pro, I think, 5-watt HT, and I have a 48-inch extendable Abri antenna on it currently.
The antenna is a little bit longer. Roger?
Roger, that's correct. Yeah, it's a long... whip antenna that folds out like the old military style antennas. It's actually made from measuring tape.
I was wondering how they work. I think they work good because I can hear you really good and very clear. Anyhow, you know what? If that wanted to break on you, get that Nagoya 771G. That is a good antenna too, Roger. All my Baofeng here is
771 key. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I have a Nagoya 771 at home that I use around town. It actually does not seem to do as well as this Abree does. When I'm at home, I can reach out 22 miles with this whip antenna that I have on here now.
I see, because I don't know how where you're at exactly, but I'm on Mount Clemens repeater, and I'm on that DB20 with the Harvest PC-200.
Yeah, roger that. I used to go to Mount Clemens every year for a big car show there at the Exposition Center before it closed.
I believe if you hang around here, I don't know, on the 14th or 25th, you see it, the hot ride, and it's right on Woodward Avenue. I don't know if you know where Woodward is or not, because that's what's going to be another maybe 5-10 days. Some of them already start going back and forth, all those old cars. Roger?
Roger. Yeah, I was in a big Pontiac Grand Prix club, in the early 2000s to mid-2000s, and had a supercharged Pontiac Grand Prix myself that we all hopped them up and rode around on Woodward all the time and did an annual car show every year. And, us young guys started getting older and having families, and just kind of went away.
Siri, yeah, that's right. You know, when you get old, you know, you give up three-quarter of what you're supposed to do when you're a young man. Same thing here, believe me. I had GTO. When I was 35, I was going all over the place with it and everything else. Had a good time. It was convertible. And you know how it is in the summertime. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, that's how I met my wife here in Michigan, actually, was through the Pontiac Club. And she lived up here near Clare, and I lived down in Ohio, and I moved up here to be with her. So I lived up here in Michigan for about 6 years until the pandemic hit. And when they locked Michigan down a second time in December of 2020, I had enough and decided we were moving back to Ohio. We had a lot of good times up here, though. I really miss northern Michigan a lot.
Me too. I used to travel every weekend to northern Michigan. Go to Clare, Gladwin, Beaverton, Rose City, all over the place we used to drive. But not anymore, you know. You know how it is when you get a little bit, you know, in the 70s.
Yeah, I lived up in Harrison, right there by Clare, just north of Clare there, and lots of open country. You could go out trailing all the time and get lost on the trails and have to find your way home. It was a really great time.
Anyway, my name is Jack, and I'm WIUG48. And what is your name, sir?
Andrew, Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620, out of Dalton, Ohio.
Right. Good talking to you, Andrew. You take care. And give us a shout. We go back to Ohio, give us a shout. Because I do talk to a lot of people in Ohio. I talk to a lot of people about 35 miles away from Cleveland. I even talked to Cleveland and all the other part of Ohio, like by Michigan,
you know, by the border of Michigan and Ohio. Roger?
Roger that. I'll give you guys a shout on my way back tomorrow. I got to be back to work Monday morning at 6 a.m. We're going to make a quick trip back tomorrow, and I have a J-pole antenna at home. It's 20 feet up right now that I'm still working on getting higher. Trying to push that thing and see how far I can get it out, and I'm looking at getting maybe a Yagi antenna.
Oh, let me tell you something. I don't know if the J-pole really, a few people try them here. They don't have a good luck with them. I don't know about Ohio. Anyhow, then you're talking a Yagi. Yagi is all they have to point at the right direction where the repeater is. That's another thing. But this harvest I have, like I say, it's only $95 from Amazon, and it does very, very good. I even talked to people in New York. Roger?
Roger that. That's pretty good. My buddy has a Yagi down home as well, and he can talk pretty far with that thing. He hits Cleveland and Toledo with it, and I'm still, you know, small time, dipping my feet in the waters and kind of making contacts here and there, seeing what I can do.
Andrew, I'm going to let you go. You go ahead and have a good day and better tomorrow, and drive safe when you get there, and call us back anytime you like. And this is WIUG 88.
Roger that. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 being going to be clear.
Station 630, need a radio check? Back to that radio check. Get that. Come on back again. There was a lot of scratches.
I expect this is WRE. Did you try to call me?
There's still a lot of scratches.
scratches out that way. Roger, this is Jack, WIUG 48.
I said, this is WRN B342. Did you try to call me?
Now you're sounding a little bit better with a lot of scratches, but now you're sounding good. Roger?
Roger. Roger. Okay. Now you stand up and try to call me because you said to stand by. So I've been standing by. Stand up and call me.
No problem. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48.
Okay, WRN 342. Listening. This is the 4th District. Have our listening.
Station 847. The station out there, 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. IUG 48, clear. WSTI 847 WIUG 48, copy.
WSTI 847, how do you copy there? How do you copy there, Jack? Go ahead.
Clear and clear. Roger.
Okay, yeah, you're just making it. I got one bar here on the on the rig here, but I heard you and it's good, no problem at all. Conditions getting better. They're a little rough today, but they're getting better, go ahead.
So that, Dan, how you doing today?
Oh, good, I can't complain, without, running around a little bit this evening. It's kind of humid, down here, it got humid, but, and then I kind of had that off and on rain, most of the day here, coming through the, over the lake here, but, you know, it's okay, hopefully, we'll get some nice, weather in here, so that's okay, though. Go ahead.
Good to hear from you. How about now? I put on high power right now. I like 18 watts. How am I sounding right now, Dan?
Oh, you're sounding good. You're sounding good there, Jack. You know, the problem with me is I'm trying to get into the joint repeater, you know, going over the lake here, so that's the issue. So it's all on my end. Yeah, you're fine there. No problem at all. Go ahead.
Dan, good to hear from you, and you have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. WIUG 88.
Hey, okay, Jack. I really appreciate being out there. Yeah, I've just been listening on the ham side here. It looks like there's an opening on 2 meters and stuff, so should be interesting tonight and tomorrow. So you have a good rest of the weekend there. Take care of yourself. Good to talk to you.
WRPA805. Here is WRVJ258. WRPA805. WRVJ258 calling. Who was the station calling? Nothing heard. WRVJ 258 out.
Let's see.
BSCS 297. Anybody out?